Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Brought to you by Comfort Dental. Visit ComfortDental.com to find a dentist near you.
All right, Teddy, rapid fire number one.
Our guy, Adam Rittenberg, listed five under-the-radar conference title contenders: Iowa, Auburn, TCU, Virginia, and Washington State. Which one is most likely to win their conference?
All right, even though I read some articles this week saying the Pac-12 is back, They are not back. Don't confuse some numbers next to their names, meaning that these teams are actually good. So if I had to pick one, it would be Washington State because they're as good as anybody else in that conference.
Yeah, you look at Washington State, you know, they've kind of been little brothers to Washington and what's been going on out there, but they've seemed to hit the skids a little bit. USC, the same way. They're not doing anything. Arizona State, you could look in the Pac-12 and say, they just beat Michigan State. They could be possibly a contender.
Stink.
Utah, I know a lot of people liked at the beginning of the year, but I think that would be a fine pick, but I am going to go with the Iowa Hawkeyes. You look at this team. This team gave Ohio State fits, and right now Ohio State is heads and shoulders above the rest of the conference. But what they do, they throw the ball to the tight end. They get 3 yards in every single play. That is hard to stop. They like to hold on to the ball. I know they got the ugly win against Iowa State over
that
the weekend.
That was ugly. They're not beating Wisconsin either.
You don't think?
No.
All right. I think that Iowa's a really, really good team. I don't know if they can win the Big Ten, but out of every team listed here.
You've been sitting at your chops too long.
You know what? You're right. I have. He's gotten into my brain.
He got a haircut today. He's corporate chops.
He really is.
I don't like it. Rapid fire number two.
Which backup quarterback will have more success this season? Teddy Bridgewater with the Saints or Mason Rudolph for the Steelers?
Yeah. Well, I guess Teddy, because he's working with one of the best offenses in the league, weapon-wise. So I think he'll tread water there and bide their time until Drew Brees comes back. Mason Rudolph, I think it's going to be tough. I really do.
I think that I'm going to go with Mason Rudolph on this because you look at the Saints and what they're supposed to be, and there's obviously the most talent probably on any offensive roster in football with the New Orleans Saints. But you look at that. If Teddy Bridgewater does not have them in playoff spots by the time that Drew Brees gets back, it is going to be a crushing blow for them to miss out on the playoffs. Mason Rudolph, on the other hand, he could go out and be just fine, win 6-7 games for the Steelers. That's what he's expected to do. So I think Mason Rudolph, when you put the two in the bubble and kind of the differences that the teams have and their expectations, I'm going to go with him.
Rapid fire number three.
Most people believe Eli Manning will get into the Hall of Fame. Would you put him in the Hall, and do you think he gets in?
All right, I have to ask this every single time we talked about Pro Football Hall of Fame. Teddy, what are you talking about? My personal Hall of Fame or the actual Hall of Fame that exists?
Well, yes, yours to begin with. Would you put him in yours?
First of all, there'd be seven guys in my personal Hall of Fame. I'm a very tough judge. No, he would not be in mine. But this is the Hall of Fame that has Joe Namath and Terry Bradshaw and Kurt Warner in it. So, yes, he should be the mayor of this Hall of Fame.
He's going to get in the Hall. He is going to get in the Hall of Fame. You look at his resume, you know, he's like 8 yards behind Ben Roethlisberger all time. One touchdown pass behind Roethlisberger. So if Roethlisberger's getting in,
Eli's going to get in. A little bit of an interception difference between those two guys,
right? Yeah, like almost 100 when it comes to interception differences. So, yes, he's going to get in the Hall. And I think I would put him in the Hall. What they did to that Patriots team, just on that alone, I think he deserves to get in.
Look, I'm not saying he's not a good player. He was a good player, had a very good career, but let's look at a guy like Donovan McNabb.
My guy.
Right? Is he your guy?
I love Donovan McNabb.
You do? I had no idea when I brought him up. Anyway, Donovan McNabb has a better quarterback rating than Eli Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he doesn't have two championships like Eli has. And I think you have a better quarterback rating than Joe Namath.
Probably. And Jay Cutler.
He won and he wore a fur coat. So, and Jay Cutler's not in the Hall of Fame.
He's in my Hall of Fame.
You're out of your mind.
Best Bears passer to ever live, baby.
Oh, my God. Rapid fire number four.
All right, this question would have been better with Man and Bone, but Beam, we'll just play along with
it. Yeah, what a setup that is.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Teddy.
Well, Michael,
I wish you weren't here. Let me talk to you now.
Can we get Bone on the phone? Michael Jordan and other NBA owners are entering the tequila business together, creating an ultra-premium blend. If the two of you went into business together, what product would you like to produce?
Like the both of us or me and Michael Jordan?
No, you two. You and Beam now. Yeah, it would have been you
know.
And Bone.
What would we produce? You were just telling me the other day you had a nice bottle of Pinot Noir.
I did.
I'm a slut for Pinot Noir, so we can go buy a vineyard together.
I'd love stomping grapes with you.
Well, that's not the way they do it anymore.
No? We would bring it back.
We get a big barrel, and we're just barefoot in the grapes.
I think that would be
awesome.
No one
wants my hairy digits in those grapes.
Barefoot contestants, she can join too. Make it a nice little three-way there.
Mm-hmm. You, me, and Barefoot Contessa.
That's right.
That's what I want to watch on Pornhub later. Rapid fire number five.
NBC announced today their streaming service would be called a Peacock, and they're planning on rebooting the following shows.
You're going to ruin my tease for later, by the way.
Because
I have this tease for later.
Oh, I didn't. That must be one of those mystery teases on there.
Anyway, go ahead.
Saved by the Bell, Battlestar Galactica, and Punky Brewster. What old television show would you like to see rebooted?
Stop making all these shows! They're never going to be good. Stop it. But if I had to pick one that I want to see again, it's Perfect Strangers with Larry and Balky. And they own a vineyard. And they're stomping grapes with Barefoot Contessa.
I don't even know what Perfect Strangers is,
but
it sounds nice.
It pains me.
Mine would be Kenan and Kel. Let's reboot that sucker. It's my favorite show of all time.
What's Kel doing? Working at the Sitco?
I don't know what he's doing. Doing
well,
something.
Life worked out for Kenan because he's been on SNL for like 25 years.
For forever.
Kel's been living in Kenan's basement.
I had to Google Kel the other day to see if he was still alive. And he is. And excelling in life.
They remake Good Burger.
Yes.
That was a fantastic movie.
Top five of mine. Love it.
Are you being serious?
There's something about Good Burger that I love. It's not in my top five movies, but I will watch it like once every 2 years.
You will?
Yeah. I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Man,
it's
funny.
I never
thought I'd heard. Kel doesn't watch it once every 2 years, and he was in it.
I do. It's a great movie. What's wrong about it? It's lighthearted.
What's
it's funny.
What's wrong with it?
Yeah. Got to add special sauce there. Sounds delicious.
I don't know what that means.
Taking out Mondo Burger. To hell with corporate America.
Thank you, Beamer.
You're welcome.